Time for the entertainment report with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Morning to you, Jaden.
G'day, PT.
And hello, welcome to Lockdown 6.
Oh, I know, right? To be completely honest with you, I'm still in sort of a little bit of shock that we're in this position again, and sort of woke up this morning and had to tell myself that, yep, we're in lockdown. But anyway, I don't really have any more to say other than that, really. I'm a bit speechless, to be honest. But look, we'll push on.
We will, Jaden. And I must say, you're looking a little bit like Cousin It this morning. You did have a hairdresser's appointment prior to Lockdown 5. Lockdown happened, you couldn't go. You did have one today. Lockdown happened. And Cousin It, that's it.
I know, it's an ongoing thing, isn't it? But look, in the grand scheme of things, it's probably a very minor first world problem, so I can deal with that.
Get the scissors out and put a bowl on your head.
Okay.
Oh, look, not a laughing matter. The loss of another legend, veteran TV and radio man, Brian Henderson, passed away yesterday.
Yes, at the age of 89, which a little bit before my time, but given that I have an older parent and what I do for a living, I've seen all of the old footage of him and everything on Bandstand and, of course, doing the news up in Sydney. And the only way I can really describe him is like a king or a giant of the TV industry as a newsreader in Sydney, where he was for 46 years. Like, what an achievement is that to be doing that for 46 years. But, and as well to Bandstand, is that he was an absolute pro. I mean, doing the news, he could deliver every single script, good or bad, with just complete sort of pinpoint accuracy and always free of sensationalism. And then you looked at him on Bandstand and he was just a very classy sort of a straight shooting presenter who made it look so easy. And obviously Bandstand was a TV show sort of in the simplest form, but that's obvious. But I think that was really him down to a T. And I think he could have gone on for a lot longer, but unfortunately retired in 2002 and has been very, very unwell with cancer sort of 5 times off and on, and then the final story about 18 months ago with another battle. But very sad, now passed away, as I said there, at the age of 89 yesterday.
Left Australia with some great memories, that is for sure. Speaking of people who are ill, what's wrong with Charlie Watts, the drummer from Rolling Stones?
Well, that's the question I think we'd all like to have an answer to. It came through yesterday that he had been in under the knife for an unspecified medical procedure for an unknown condition. That tells us a lot, doesn't it?
But yeah,
there's a few words in the statement that came through that do tell us something, or probably most of what we need to know, and that was that none of us saw this coming, which would suggest to us that it was an emergency procedure of some kind. The only good news that we know is that the procedure went all according to plan and was a success, but his doctors have actually ordered him to rest up, because they were actually, the Rolling Stones, they were actually supposed to start rehearsals in a couple of weeks' time for their American tour, but now he's going to miss most of that and will be replaced with a drummer that works with Keith Richards on his side band. So, yeah, the show goes on, but not with good old Charlie.
Well, here's hoping he has a speedy recovery. To wrap up the entertainment report, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, Meghan Markle launched a new mentoring venture yesterday on her 40th birthday.
Yes, this one's called the 40 by 40 Project, and it's basically, she's getting 40 famous women together to give up 40 minutes of their time to mentor some women who lost their jobs amid the ongoing COVID pandemic, and trying to encourage them really to get back into the workforce, which, looking at it, I think it's a little bit tokenistic. I mean, an episode of Suits, the show that she used to be on, runs for 42 minutes. These sessions are for 40 minutes, so I'm not really sure what you can get out of a 40-minute session. And why do they have to be famous people? I mean, there's plenty of other people out there who could do this, but I don't know. It just seems like her sort of trying to stay relevant to some extent, when I think the idea could be done in a better sort of longer way that might be more productive. But maybe this is just the start of a longer project. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see it, and I'm not sure whether you did or not, but Carl Stefanovic on the Today Show had an absolute crack at Meghan Markle over this particular project.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, it certainly seems like they have an obsession with celebrity. I think that's pretty obvious. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not completely sold on this idea just yet. I'll wait and see what happens, I
Neither
think.
am I, and neither was Karl Stefanovic. Anyway, that is the entertainment report, mate. Stay safe, take care of you and your mental health whilst in lockdown number six, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you.